This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. We just heard from Senator Barack Obama about his race for the White House. He and other presidential hopefuls appeared yesterday at the NAACP's 98th annual convention in Detroit. For more on the convention, we've got NPR's Don Gagne. Don, great to have you on.
Glad to be here.
So tell us a bit about the convention. A highlight was two presidential forums. Let's start with the Democratic forum. Who was there? How did the NAACP moderate? And what was asked?
All eight of the Democratic candidates were present. I can tell you that by far, and no surprise here, the most enthusiastic greeting when they introduced them one by one was for Barack Obama. He took the stage and the place just erupted, and you had sustained applause, standing ovation. But I should also tell you that each and every one of the Democratic candidates got a very, very warm reception. Now, other than Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Senator Clinton, also got a very, very loud reception. She clearly had a lot of supporters there. Just wasn't as loud as for Senator Obama.
I want to move on to the GOP part of the forum. I understand there were more than a few empty podiums on stage.
More than a few. How about nine? I don't think I've ever covered an event where there were nine empty podiums on a stage, each again with a nameplate. One Republican showed up. As you know, the NAACP prides itself in being a nonpartisan organization. Certainly, its members vote overwhelmingly Democratic, but the organization in and of itself says it wants to hear from everybody who's running for an important office like the presidency. So they invited all of the Republicans. All of them cited some sort of a scheduling conflict, save one. There was one guy at the middle podium, Congressman Tom Tancredo of Colorado. And I can tell you that he, too, was very warmly received. And certainly it wasn't what I would call, warmth for his policies. But I think it was a thank you. We're glad you came. We wish the others had come, too.
He is known for his stance on immigration. Was he able to talk about that to the crowd, and how did they respond?
There were five pre-recorded on videotape questions. The Republican in this case, got the same questions as the Democrats. So none of those questions dealt with immigration, which is Tancredo's signature issue. But each candidate did deliver a three-minute opening statement, and Tancredo's was mostly about immigration and the need to really, really protect our borders. And the way he framed it for this audience was that that you're protecting jobs when you do that, jobs that African Americans could be doing, would like to be doing.
There was one other political superstar that the NAACP was hoping would show up. That's President Bill Clinton. What happened there?
There was some confusion. I was talking to a number of delegates. They thought President Clinton was going to be there to speak, and he didn't. He didn't show up. And the word that was going around was that there was confusion, that he had a scheduling conflict. Now, a day later, yesterday, in the middle of the Democratic forum, I got an email from the NAACP, kind of the one they sent out to all the reporters. And it just said that there was some confusion, that President Clinton had properly notified them. And then rather than explaining how the story got around that was on the floor of the convention, it simply went on to cite his long support for the organization and their great respect for him.
All right. Well, Don Gagne, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.